Kevin Gill, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. On this episode, we celebrate 2025 Holy Cross Varsity Club Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, Ed Kutschke. Ed was a standout defensive lineman for the Holy Cross football team from 1982 to 1985, and he earned first-team All-American honors during his senior season. Ed and his class of six Hall of Famers will be formally inducted on Saturday, October 25th at the Varsity Club annual dinner inside the Hogan Campus Center at Holy Cross. Ed, welcome to Seder Stories and congratulations on reaching the Hall.
Thank you, Kevin. It's quite an honor. Appreciate that.
An absolute honor. How did you first find out about this honor?
Well, tell you the truth, I had a call from Gary Aqua. I saw his graduating year, and so I sent a note to my son Jack, and he said, "Oh no, I think that's something different. You should call him back." And so I did, and that's how I found out. I think it was in June or something. So it turns out our son Jack was involved in the caper the whole time. So
it was a family affair. So everybody was involved. And hopefully that moment was just as fun as when you learned you were an All-American back in 1985. How did your coach, Rick Carter, react to that news?
Yeah, Kevin, I wouldn't forget it. It's still pretty fresh in my mind. I was walking out of the field house, which is no longer there, where all the coaches' offices were. And I was walking out and he was getting out of his Reliant K car. Coach's car at the time, and he was holding his hand up with a one and jumping up and down and first team, and I had no idea what he was talking about. And turns out he was holding the paper from Football News, and yeah, 1AA All-American. It was quite an honor. I to this moment remember that, and it was a neat moment. Yeah.
It's obviously an individual honor, but such a team-focused award when you consider what you all did together. It was such a pivotal era under Coach Carter as he rebuilt the entire foundation of the football program at that time. How did you embrace that momentum as a young D tackle?
Well, you're right. I never looked at it, much as an individual accomplishment, really, because it was, so much about the team. And, reflecting back, it's always been about the team and about the relationships. And I didn't think I was any more special than any of our other D linemen or any of our other players on the team. And, it's the ultimate team sport. And that's the way I looked at it. So, I frankly kind of forgot about it, until this all this induction stuff came up. It was a pretty special award. And looking at some of the stats and everything, it's nice to see that. Individually that maybe was kind of deserving, but it's a great honor and just allowed me to reflect back again on my times in the Hall. So it was all good from that perspective.
Yeah, I think you're being a little humble about those stats, and I'm glad you went back and looked because I did as well. When you graduated from Holy Cross in 1986, you ranked second in school history with 11 career sacks. Or excuse me, you had more sacks than that. That was 11 just during your senior campaign. That was the most in program history at that time. So what did you feel like it took to become a great pass rusher on that defensive line that was so stacked at that time?
Well, that's a good question. I was fortunate. I remember Coach Coyle used to say I had good hand strength, so I don't know where that came from, but I could do a lot of grabbing and pulling, and I was pretty agile, so I could get around the big guys, and I do remember that being a lot of my success. Is I was able to move and not be a power rusher, but more of a move technique kind of a guy.
You and your teammates on the 1983 team did something that had previously been unthinkable at Holy Cross. You finished number three nationwide in Division I AA. You earned the first playoff invite in school history. That was such a rare feat at that time for an independent program like Holy Cross. What do you think made that group so historically elite when you look back at the history of Holy Cross?
Yeah, that's a good comment. And, my recollection going back is that Rick Carter came in with some high expectations. He had a great history of recruiting at Dayton and brought that to Holy Cross, and some of the players he brought on, I was in absolute awe of the upperclassmen when I got there. I came in with the expectation it's a smaller school, I'll be able to go in and play and everything. And man, when I got to see those guys in the field, they were just something else. And some really, really incredible stars that ended up playing in the NFL. And you know, they beat my, really kicked my tail every practice. And I had a whole new respect for the recruiting class that Rick Carter was able to bring in, and just some really good, great players. So, it was a good era in the times of Holy Cross history.
From learning those hard early lessons from a stacked team on both sides of the ball to an All-American season as a senior, when you look back at your time at Holy Cross, how do you feel you stood out as a Hall of Famer in Crusader history?
I certainly never did. I mean, again, there were so many greats, and I just think it's kind of a fine line in between the players. And I certainly know a lot of the Hall of Famers, and I know a lot of guys who aren't, and I don't see that much distinction. It's a great honor. As a matter of fact, when I first got notified, I was, you know, I want to say embarrassed isn't the right word, but just like kind of feeling like I was not necessarily any more worthy than any of my other teammates. So that's still the way I look at it, but it is a nice honor.
I love the humble approach, but you certainly earned it. Let's take a quick break. When we return, we'll talk more with Ed Kutschke about his path to the Hall of Fame right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence, in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete, to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
For the first time since 1956, Holy Cross will play a football game at Fenway Park. Don't miss the historic day at the home of the Red Sox, Saturday, November 22nd, when the Crusaders host Georgetown in the Patriot League season finale. Get your tickets now at goholycross.com/Fenway. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. I'm joined today by 2025 Holy Cross Varsity Club Athletic Hall of Fame inductee Ed Kutschke from Crusader Football Class of 1986. Ed, you grew up in Wilmette, Illinois, played high school football at New Trier. How did Holy Cross, from way off in Worcester, first discover you in the Chicago suburbs?
Well, that's a good question. And thinking back, I certainly had no idea where Holy Cross was or never heard of it before. I didn't come from a football family. First in my family to play football. And so it really is one of the things I reflect on a lot in my adulthood, is just the, you know, the absolute miracle and the incredible circumstance it was that I ended up at Holy Cross playing football, and everything else that's come along with it. My life. I was a senior at New Trier. I was playing defensive end and tight end. We would play Loyola Academy. Now, Loyola is a huge hotbed, as many know, for Jesuit recruiting in Illinois. A couple towns over from New Trier High School in Winnetka. And we would play them fairly regular. And it was a pretty good rivalry. It was basically the public school against the Catholic school, right? So I really had not a ton of recruiting interest. I was looking at quite a few Division I schools as a preferred walk-on, and that's what I was going to do. Primarily looking at education and what I wanted to do for a career, and not so much on a football program. And again, I didn't have the history or the, you know, any kind of help along the way other than my high school coach. So So we played this game, and it was in, I think it was later in the season, kind of a marquee kind of a game. I happen to have a good game playing tight end. I scored two touchdowns, very interesting, on the same play action play as a tight end. So it was a you know, fake handoff play action and just kind of released up the middle as a tight end. Caught the ball and ran for a touchdown. And then it was either one or two series later, I did the exact same thing again.
Wow.
So was able to score two touchdowns, have a good game. Never thought anything more of it other than the fact that we beat Loyola, which was a big deal for us mm-hmm. as a team. And then I'm going on my merry way, and all of a sudden our high school football coach, Chick Chikowski, is a legend, a former NFL player, Steeler, defensive back. Terrific guy, great mentor. I remember him calling me and saying, "Hey, Holy Cross is here recruiting, and I want you to come meet this guy." It was Pete Carreo. Pete now lives in Indiana. A great guy, super personable. Gave me a little information on Holy Cross. Again, I didn't know what to make of it, right? Because I wasn't that savvy in the recruiting ways. So I kind of just listened, and they offered me a scholarship, which wasn't something I didn't have with any of the other schools, but I didn't know where it was to. And I didn't know about Worcester. So my high school coach, I asked my high school coach, I said, what do you think? You know, what should I do? And he said, well, this is the best offer you got. I would take it. Quickly, I said, all right, I'm doing it. Signed up at that moment. But, you know, it's one of the inflection points in my life that's just absolutely incredible, because I ended up at a place that I could have never imagined. Having the kind of rewards and life, you know, experiences that I did at Holy Cross that continue to happen throughout my life now as an adult. So it was really a fortunate situation, and one that I'm extremely grateful, thankful for.
Yeah, it's amazing to look back on that now, just how involved recruiting is, how granular everything is. So essentially your high school coach says, well, you have to take this offer at Holy Cross. You show up in Worcester sight unseen, and you make the travel team as a freshman in 1982, playing special teams. How did your defensive line coach, Dan Allen, at that time, really bring out the best of you and set you up for success on defense moving forward, considering you had this great output as a tight end in high school, you're playing special teams, and then really find your best role on the D-line?
Well, I think the fact that I ended up on the D-line speaks a little bit to my agility and my skill as a tight end. So I think I was destined for the D-line. And I like to say that my boys and I ate our way into a four-point stance. And, it was just, I think they needed more defensive linemen. I, you know, started as a defensive end under Coach Coyle and ended up with Dan Allen, who's one, you know, the late, great Dan Allen, one of my, you know, personal mentors and just an extremely memorable guy that, had this kind, gentle way about him. And he, make us feel at home, make us feel like, you know, we were taken care of, but also had an intensity to him as a football coach would, take us under his wing. And he had us over on to his house on Thursdays, a lot of groups, like, you know, that this each individual position teams would go to their go to dinners or meet up or whatever. Dan had us at his house, and his wife Laura would take care of us, and felt like we were at home. Very inspirational guy who obviously went on to be a head coach at Holy Cross. So he was a terrific man.
Yeah, it's great that you found a home and felt so welcomed. And that leads quickly into 1983, a season for the ages. You reach number one nationwide in 1AA. You host a national quarterfinal at Fitton Field. That has not been done since. What were the emotions like for you and your teammates as you started to reach new heights that, frankly, no one thought Holy Cross could reach in a prior generation?
Yeah, there was a pretty good buzz, Kevin. I remember it again. I'm a sophomore, right? So I just started getting a little bit of play time, and certainly, you know, minor contributor at that point in my career. But I was kind of taking it all in. I mean, watching these great athletes compete, and some of the guys, frankly, I was quite scared of that were seniors, and I was a sophomore. These guys were, you know, pretty big and bad and great athletes, and so it was just great to be a part of it. And I really did feel like almost like a spectator. I mean, I certainly was on the team and working on contributing and whatnot, but it was, it was just really fun to watch and see. And again, I had no idea, no real exposure to the whole system in the 1AA in terms of the playoffs and whatnot. But yeah, certainly the buzz around it with the, you know, the playoff rings and the, you know, all the hype that went up into it. It was a special time.
What was the most satisfying team win for you during your Holy Cross career?
Oh my, satisfying team win.
What's the one that really, like, when you think back to those days, you think about how excited you and your teammates were, what are the celebrations that come to mind first?
Yeah, I think we beat Harvard one year. It's always great to beat Harvard, right? And then Dan Allen called them Blue Bloods and, you know, to get us all fired up. And it was always a good rivalry, right? And Harvard was at home. I remember having a pretty decent game, a couple sacks, and I remember Andy Martin, his brother of Matt Martin, who was an upperclassman when I was there, and his brother Andy was a younger defensive end lineman. And I remember celebrating after a sack, and we were up, you know, by at least a touchdown, and we beat Harvard. And that's just one of the victories that I kind of remember. Yeah, really more about the stories of the guys than really the individual wins and the losses, right? It's the same. It's just like we had the ups and downs together, right? We suffered when times were bad, and we celebrated when times were good. That's what I primarily remember is the relationships and the time of the guys.
And through those highs and lows, you, your teammates, your coaches, led by Rick Carter, really put Holy Cross football on the map. You look back and see the type of recruiting that Holy Cross started to do, late 80s, 90s, the names, some of the all-time greats that come through the program right after you and your teammates really set the whole program up for success. How do you feel that legacy from the early 80s carries on today, especially with all the conference titles that followed?
Yeah, it's certainly very exciting. Times for Holy Cross, and I, you know, thinking about it, I'm in my, you know, early adulthood, and when all that's going on, right, and trying to make my way in Chicago and start a family and everything. So I frankly, you know, have lost track, but all of this is just kind of bringing it all back, and the success that Coach Duffner had, there was no denying it. And he was a defensive coordinator when I was there, and another just absolutely terrific guy and a legendary coach in the NFL. He just retired this past year. I spoke with him, you know, on many occasions over the years, and I was just so happy for him. And then, you know, just some of the players that came out and their success, and hearing a lot about them, it was truly inspiring. I don't know what part I had in it other than just, getting lucky and being on a great team.
Let's take one last break. When we return, Ed Kutschke will look ahead to his Hall of Fame induction ceremony right here on Seder Stories.
Leadership and excellence in competition, in the classroom, in the community. For decades, Crusader Athletics has focused on our topmost commitment, elevating every student athlete to reach for more, to grow more, to achieve more. Help us to continue to strengthen minds, build character, and celebrate together as one Crusader Nation. Because when we commit together, we win together. Join us, Crusaders Together.
Save the date for the annual Crusader basketball tip-off event on Wednesday, October 29th at Oak Barrel Tavern in Worcester. I'll be hosting a Q&A with Crusader basketball head coaches Candace Green and Dave Paulson, along with Crusader student-athletes prior to the upcoming basketball seasons. For more info and to sign up, visit goholycross.com/tip-off. I'm Kevin Gale, voice of the Crusaders, and this is Seder Stories, the official podcast of Holy Cross Athletics. On this episode, we're celebrating Holy Cross Varsity Club Hall of Fame inductee Ed Kutschke from Crusader Football Class of 1986. All right, Ed, when you first arrived at Holy Cross in 1982, how did the liberal arts focus of the college really set you on a course to career success after football?
Well, I was, you know, I wanted to be an engineer. Liberal arts wasn't in my the thought process going into college, but playing football and the opportunity that Holy Cross gave me was, they had a consortium program with WPI, which I was all in for, right? Go to Holy Cross and WPI in 5 years, get 2 degrees, could accomplish it, right? And then, but as I got started in the football program and the academics, I thought, you know what, this is a little much. I might miss out on a great college career. And I didn't think it could compromise football, but it would be pretty busy and pretty hectic. Mm-hmm. So I kind of decided to forego the engineering and just focus on a 4-year degree at Holy Cross and enjoy and really compete in the football program. And I'll tell you, I never look back. I mean, I did do a little engineering work after engineering education after getting my degree at Holy Cross, but I ended up with a physics degree. Started out in mathematics. I loved science. I loved the analytical side. You know, during college, I ended up working a few summers for my roommate's uncle had an engineering firm in Chicago. So I got to get some taste of construction and another great Holy Cross connection, right? Like it started my sophomore year in college. And my roommate, who was assigned to me, turns out his uncle is a big wig in engineering in Chicago. So his company's working on the roads. I get involved in the roads, doing road survey, materials testing, all those kind of things for a couple, 3 years while in college. And I fell in love with the construction industry, and then engineering became like maybe useful for the construction industry, but I really liked the contracting business. And, you know, I say this all the time, and I say it to young people that I talk to in the professional world, is that, you know, college is really preparing you to be an adult, and it's teaching you, you know, how to learn. You go to college to learn how to learn and mature, right? And that certainly mm-hmm. happened at Holy Cross, not to mention all the connections, the close-knit alumni group, and it's just a special place it is, the culture there of, again, a close-knit culture. And I couldn't have asked for more. I don't know that I would have gotten that experience had I gone to an engineering school or someplace that was very different. And having that perspective these days is really, I really look back at it fondly. And again, I look back at it so fondly that the circumstances that led me to Holy Cross were very unordinary, but just so grateful for that.
It's always great to hear how those Holy Cross network connections can really pay off, the extraordinary people you meet on campus. You go on to spend 40 years now working in electrical infrastructure contracting, and you continued the Holy Cross legacy in your family. I could tell it was emotional for you when your son Jack signed on to play for Tom Gilmore back in 2014. How did his Holy Cross football student athlete career really match your experience from the early 1980s?
Well, I, you know, answer the question directly. He found and has an extremely close group of friends. I mean, I see him going to all their weddings, and I've been to some of their weddings, and it's kind of great to see that my experience and the lifelong friends and teammates that I experience are what he's experiencing now. And so, it was a thrill. Unlike my parents, I was very involved in our kids' journeys to play collegiate sports. And we have 2 sons and a daughter, and all 3 of them played collegiate sports. My wife and I, Sue, of 32 years, are just very proud of that. And so first was, they're a year apart. So it's Tommy and Jack, right? The oldest two. And Tommy, I remember taking Jack along to all the recruiting tours with Tommy, because why not, right? When he was a junior, Tommy was a senior or thereabouts, right? And we did the circuits, right? And kind of like, you know, where they played at high school, like Forest High School here in the suburbs of Chicago, very similar to me, right? I was in good football, but not like huge. And so like, let's find... for me, it was luck. For them, maybe a little bit more prescribed. and I was a little bit more educated. I was a little bit more, you know, in with the coaches and kind of understood, which was, you know, it was great. It was beneficial for them, and it was kind of fun for me. So we did the tours, and I remember taking we were at Fordham, and I saw Coach McCarty. So Coach McCarty was his assistant at Holy Cross, and we show up at Fordham, stayed at a friend of our house, was a high school quarterback of mine who threw those two touchdowns that I scored those against Loyola. We stayed at a friend of his house from Fordham. He went on to play quarterback at Fordham, same class as I. And we stayed at a friend of his house and went to Fordham. And our oldest son Tommy kind of tweaked his knee during a board drill on the Fordham's camp, and going to Holy Cross, he was not totally able to compete. And so, you know, I was hopeful for Holy Cross, but no offer for Tommy at Holy Cross, and that was disappointing. But we moved on, and Tommy ended up getting recruited by Brown. It was a great place for him to be, and he succeeded, had a great career there. And I don't really fault Coach Gimler, but I did give him a lot of hard times about not recruiting Tommy as he got to see our son Tommy play a couple times against Holy Cross while Jack was there. So, you know, the next year following, we bring Jack out, and Jack really impressed. I was not expecting this, but we're at the Holy Cross camp, and I'm watching casually, right? And I leave during a break or whatever, and I go have some lunch or whatever, and I get this phone call. And it's Gilmore saying, "Hey, I need you to come back. I want to see you." And I kind of thought about it. I didn't really know, but anyway, I go back there and they're ready to offer him. And of course, I was beyond thrilled. It was an amazing kind of, yeah, it happened. Now he had other schools to go see, and Harvard had some interest in him, and his mother wanted him to go to Harvard. And I said, I didn't have the greatest taste in my mouth for over the years for Harvard, but probably should edit that up. He had other offers. At the moment, I said, this is where you got to go. I would suggest, right, that this is going to be the best place for you. And it's in the Patriot League, and it's a full scholarship, and it's competitive football. And it's probably where you're, most likely to end up. And of course I'm not overtly, but my experiences in my career obviously have played into my encouragement. I tried not to, but, and his mom, was very involved, and we kept it open, and he decided to go. So it was a wonderful experience, and got to know Coach Gilmore and Coach Samco, who recruited Jack, and it was great, great camaraderie, great to build a relationship with that generation of football coaches and football program. They're back again at Holy Cross in 2014, and he went on to have a great career. As a matter of fact, he won the Davitt Award, the same award that I won as a senior at Holy Cross in 1986. So it was really fun. Yeah. And and then the story I also like to tell, which is a fun one, is, you know, as this recruiting, I guess you have 20 to 30 guys coming into your class as recruits, and Jack, along with three of his teammates, share a common story that each of their fathers were in the same graduating class of 1986. So needless to say, that made for a lot of fun at Holy Cross over 4 years. It was the McCaffreys. So Jimmy was a great basketball player. CJ Millick was my teammates, has played center for Holy Cross, and still today one of my best friends. And Bruce Stewart, who another one of our classmates. So it was really fun. We had a great time tailgating and really getting reunited again with the college. And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's incredible. So many full circle moments, having a son back on the team and being back at Holy Cross. I know you won't be able to share in the induction ceremony here in Worcester, but what will October 25th, what will this Hall of Fame selection really mean to you and your family, who are now so closely tied to Holy Cross and a family that also really values the student athlete experience?
Yeah, thanks. I regret not being able to be there. It's a family commitment that's keeping me away from Worcester on that day. Certainly, will be a very emotional, accepting the award and accepting the honor of getting into the Hall of Fame. Again, I'm humbled. I'm very grateful. And I'm certainly honored by it. I've gotten to be a little bit more comfortable with it. A lot of my teammates wanting to share in that, and guys I played with, older, younger, they're certainly looking forward to getting back together again, and some type of celebrations in the near future there. But I don't look at it so much as all about me. It's really all about, everybody getting together and celebrating Holy Cross and the football program in particular. What a special place Holy Cross is academically and, socially, and just helps people grow up and mature and face the world and nurture us along the way in our adulthood through these relationships. And it's always there and it's always prospering. Giving opportunities for, legacy relationships like our son Jack, and so many, as I demonstrated with our, my classmates who had children that went there, and there's many, many others, but that's the special part, is just being able to gather and just share stories and memories of back in the day, and then, talking about current Holy Cross teams and where the program's going, and then certainly everything else in between. So it'll be a lot of fun, and it's good to kind of keep the engine going. It's just another way to keep everybody united and bonded.
Ed Kutschke, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. I love your humble, team-focused attitude, but I can say on behalf of everyone here at Holy Cross, you certainly deserve this Hall of Fame induction. So congratulations again.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you taking the time.
And my thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another episode of Seder Stories. Until then, tell your fellow Crusaders about Seder Stories, available anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud. If you love hearing stories like these from Crusaders, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Thanks again for tuning in to Seder Stories. I'm Kevin Gale. Go Cross, go.